pastor here at the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. As we celebrate our Lord, our God, and our King, we're here today to acknowledge all the things that he has done and continue to do under what we call the dispensation of grace. And now, Lord God, we come before your presence as we enter into a covenant agreement with you. We invite you into this worship service. Let us all pray. Father God, we acknowledge you and all that you have done and continue to do. We thank you, Lord God, for this day and another glorious opportunity to proclaim what thus says the Lord. Now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you have anointed me to say, and then do what you have anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you are worthy of all praise, you are worthy of all honor, and you are worthy of all glory. It is in Jesus' perfect, powerful, and pleasing name that we ask it all, and for his sake we pray, amen. Our mission statement, the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, is called to be a caring community of Christians, committed to developing a personal relationship with our Lord that culminates into a ministry of evangelization, edification, and emancipation in the church and in the community. Amen. If you have your Bibles with you today, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from Lamentations, the third chapter, verses 21 through about 23. Lamentations 3, verses 21 through about 23, where we find these words which are recorded. This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassion fail not. They are new every morning, for great is thy faithfulness. From those scripture verses, we want to speak to you today from the thought, God is speaking to his people. God is speaking to his people. We need a word, a definitive word from the Lord, because we are certainly living in difficult and unusual and concerning times. And so God has given me a word for such a time as this. In Lamentation, it is ascribed or it is accredited to the prophet Jeremiah. And many of you know that Jeremiah has been called the weeping prophet. He has been called the weeping prophet because he mourned and he had problems regarding what God's judgment was about to fall on the children of Israel or the Israelites. In the first two chapters of Lamentation, it speaks of Jeremiah mourning for Jerusalem as well as Judea, as it lay in ruin by the raids and the destructions by the Babylonians. When we think about Babylon, we think of King Nebuchadnezzar, and we think about all of the things that he had done, how he perpetrated a vicious attack on joining communities. And he was one that was a ruthless king and a ruthless leader. But he is mentioned here, all of the things that was done is mentioned here in relations to Jerusalem and Judea. And because of that, we see that God had revealed all of this to Jeremiah before it would occur. All of the things that would transpire was in the heart and the mind of Jeremiah. Jeremiah, we are told, tried to repent before God on behalf of his people, but it does not work. For Jerusalem and Judea must repent for themselves. And we can apply that to each and every one of us. God has made this thing personal. We must all be held accountable for our action. If my mom could repent and get forgiveness from me, I certainly believe that mom would do it. And so would yours. And so God made it personal that Jeremiah could not do it for Jerusalem and Judea. It was a nation that had to turn around and change. And by Jerusalem and Judea being in captivity, we're told, this should cause them to rethink their relationship with God. In other words, God is allowing judgment to cause them to reflect back on their lifestyle and their ways. To reflect back upon their lifestyle as well as their ways. It is also possible that God is also speaking to America to change its lifestyle. And it is also possible that we as a nation have forgotten our first love. For we say that in God we trust, it is printed on our money. But somehow, this nation, as great, as powerful as it is, has done something unusually wrong. And God is saying, we need to change. And is God, my brothers and sisters, now allowing judgment so that we can reflect back on who we are in our walk with him? There may be a reason for leadership being the way it is in this nation. There may be a reason why there's so much animosity that is going on in our country. There may be a reason why people are angry with one another. There may be a reason why there are food lines. There may be a reason why a virus is running rampant. There may be a reason why 160,000 people are dying from this virus. There may be a reason. And is God speaking to a nation and to his people? My brothers and sisters, God is talking to a people, as we see in these particular verses. We also can see that God is allowing judgment to turn a nation around. In the second chapter of Lamentation, he described the anger of the Lord who brought judgment to the wicked land. And now the focus shifts to God. Jerusalem had once enjoyed an exalted position, for the Lord God had lived within her walls. But now God has cast her down. America has been blessed by God, and America has experienced an exalted position in the world. And now, where is America? And now, where are we as a nation? And now, have God cast America down? Think about it. And this brings us to focus on our message. In chapter 3 of Lamentation, it deals with the hope for the people of God. It also reveals their chastisement would only be for their good. My brothers and sisters, every now and then we are chastised. God is not trying to hurt us. God is trying to help us. And sometimes even in our personal relationship with our family, when our children are disobedient, we chastise them or we punish them for whatever they have done. It is not to hurt them, but it is designed to help them. And God is trying to help you and I and help a nation today. My brothers and sisters, a better day would emerge or develop for them. And a better day would emerge and develop for our children when they are disciplined and they understand what is right versus what is wrong. And what this may tell us is that we may have storms in life. We may even go through some difficult situations. But God is saying, I am with you. No matter what comes against you, no matter what may be perplexing, no matter what saga, no matter how difficult it may seem to be, no matter how overbearing or overwhelming it may seem to be surrounding you, just remember the Lord said, lo, I'm with you always. And my brothers and sisters, that's a promise from the Lord. I am still with you. And if there was ever a person that needs to be with us all the days of their life, our life, it needs to be the Lord. My brothers and sisters, we see something found prophetically here. It says in that particular verse where it states, I'm with you, it says, and the reason for that is found in that 22nd verse where it states, because the Lord great love, we are not consumed, for his compassion never fail. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassion never fail. My brothers and sisters, we need to remember God is love. And because God is love, his love is unconditional. He has an unconditional love that covers us. And that unconditional love covers a multitude of faults. When we think about our yesterday, we can see how much God has protected us and provided for us with his love. For the scripture states that we have not consumed, or we have not consumed, or we have not perished. At any particular time in our life when we messed up, the Lord could have judged us and we could have been consumed and punished by the things that we have done in this life. But we are not consumed and we have not perished. We are here, we are alive, and we are still sojourning in this land that God has provided for you and I. We are not consumed and we have not perished. And the reason for that is that we have been shielded by God and protected as well. Is there anybody who needs to be shielded and protected by the Lord in these particular days and time? There's so much going on. We need a protecting God covering our lives so that we can be healed and that we can do what he has called us to do.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
KAYT, Shreveport, Greenwood, 92.5.
Aren't you tired of living paycheck to paycheck? Are you spending your tax refund as soon as you get it? Welcome to 360 Financial Services, where you can fix your credit, file your taxes, and increase your financial stability. Hi, I am Catrice Mason. Fix your credit by disputing every negative item on your credit report. No matter what the item may be, it can be removed. You'll be able to get a quote at no expense and file your taxes at 360 Financial Services. I'm also looking to partner with like-minded entrepreneurs who are looking to start their own business. You have the opportunity to be your own boss, make residual income, get paid weekly, make your own hours, and you can work from anywhere.